Friday, June 13th. There was just no way that Mom's $100 party budget was going to work. Chloe, Zoe, and I could easily spend that amount in one evening just on pizza, movie tickets, popcorn, soda, and candy. I was waiting at the front door when my mom got home from work. Mom, I can't have an island luau party with only $100, I whined. And what about the music? The DJ would probably cost more than that. Well, how would you like to have live music for your party instead of a DJ? Mom asked. I couldn't believe my ears. Are you serious? I exclaimed happily. Mom, that's great. I have a list of three bands that Chloe and Zoe suggested. I'll contact them to see if they're available. Actually, I was thinking that we could just ask Mrs. Wallabanger, Mom said. You want Mrs. Wallabanger to contact the bands? I asked, a little confused. No, Nikki. She's been taking accordion lessons and offered to provide music at your party for free, Mom explained. And the best part is that she asked a couple of the ladies from her belly dancing class to join her. Isn't that sweet of her? Mom, are you crazy? I shrieked. I want a super cool pool party, not a stupid belly dancing polka party for old people. But I just said all that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. Just the thought of our elderly next-door neighbor and her friends performing at my party in front of all my friends made me throw up in my mouth a little. OMG, I was so upset with my mom that I ran upstairs to my bedroom and slammed the door. But I had no privacy whatsoever because within 60 seconds, Brianna barged in without even knocking. She handed me a picture of a sloppily drawn birthday cake. Buy this cake. Only $200. Guess what, Nikki? I can make you a birthday cake for your party. It'll have all your favorite foods and costs only $200. Would you like to place your order? Yes, my little sister Brianna, who can barely fix herself a bowl of Fruity Pebbles cereal, had offered to bake the birthday cake for my party. Brianna, my favorite foods are pizza, ice cream, sushi, pancakes, clam chowder, and Skittles candy. What kind of a cake will that be? I fumed. I don't know, she shrugged. A very strange but yummy one? I did not appreciate her little joke. My party was not a laughing matter. Brianna, you can't just throw random foods together like that. Your wacky birthday cake could give my party guests a mild case of food poisoning and a severe case of diarrhea. What am I supposed to do? Hand out bottles of Pepto-Bismol and stomach pumps in my party goodie bags? I yelled at her. But the most disturbing part was that my very own sister was charging me the outrageous price of $200 for a nasty pizza, ice cream, sushi, pancakes, clam chowder, Skittles, flavored cake. With only four candles on it. What a ripoff. Sorry, but little kids today have no integrity. Although, to be honest, I wouldn't want Brianna's cake even if it were free. Yesterday, Brianna baked me a cookie only it didn't look like one because it was shaped like a big blob and was kind of burnt. It actually looked more like something she'd scraped off the floor of a monkey cage at the Westchester Zoo. OMG, just being in the same room as Brianna's cookie made me feel sick. I thanked her for it just to be nice, but as soon as she left the room, I tossed her so-called cookie right into the trash. About an hour later, I was surprised to discover that Daisy had snuck something out of the trash can and was happily munching on it. Brianna's cookie! I tried to stop Daisy, but it was too late. She had eaten every last crumb. No, no, Daisy, bad dog! I scolded her. That's when Brianna rushed into the kitchen to see what all the commotion was about. After I explained what had happened, Brianna looked really disappointed. Then she sniffed sadly and muttered, "Well, at least somebody liked my cookie." Yes, Daisy loved Brianna's cookie, but Daisy also loves to eat garbage and drink toilet water. Although I felt sorry for my little sister, I have to admit that garbage and her cookie have a lot in common. Both are nasty and need to be buried in a landfill to protect the public. Anyway, that's the reason why Brianna making my birthday cake is a really, really bad idea. Between my mom's tacky, super cheap party budget, Mrs. Wallabanger's accordion music with elderly belly dancers, and Brianna's nasty birthday cake, my party is going to be a train wreck. How am I supposed to have an exotic island luau pool party in our backyard when we don't have a swimming pool? I guess I'll just have to humiliate myself and use Brianna's Princess Sugarplum inflatable kiddie pool for my party. Thank you, Mom. The thing I've dreaded most since the first day I started planning this party has just happened. I thought the person who was going to ruin one of the happiest days of my life would be my frenemy. But my very own mother has single-handedly turned my birthday party into a complete nightmare. And it's all your fault. Note to self. My cheapo parents have also decided that a new bike for my birthday will be too expensive, even though I need one really badly. They told me to pick something else. So I'm going to ask for a can of baked beans. I am not lying.